Hey Master Soul, so today we are diving into the third part of the three-part untraining series on launch energetics. Today we are talking about the energetics of the post-launch. Now here's the thing, you may have done some of the things in the pre-launch already. You may have done some of the things during the launch, but this is the piece that we're going to add to make this even awesomer on an energetic standpoint is paying attention to what happens to our energy after the launch. So many times we run towards the finish line and then we collapse on the ground. We get into service mode. Okay, that's done. Now we have to do this. But we need to remember that anywhere we've used high-level energy work, it's also really smart to let yourself let go and come down instead of crashing onto the ground. So post-energy work looks a lot like taking a nap after a long, hard day. The energetics of post-launch should be nurturing, should be celebratory. You should dive into everything that happened to you emotionally, physically, spiritually, and let it go. Because we need to disconnect from some of the stories that we've collected that will impact our next launch, right? Let go of it so that we can start again fresh. Let go of it so that we can recuperate and fill our meter back up. Let go of it because now we get to serve all of those people that came into our world through our efforts. Let go of disappointment. Let go of great wins. And when I mean let go of both of them, I mean let it go. Understand everything you do. And the best way for you to do that is to dive into your practice and download everything that happened. Download where you were, what practices you were putting into the place in the pre-launch. Download and write down everything that you did during the launch, both like the physical to-dos, right? What you did, but also how each of those actions were in alignment, were out of alignment. Which are the things that you did intuitively? Which are the things that you did by plan? Start really getting it all out into your journal, onto a video, however it is that you want to record this for yourself. Let it all dump out of you so that you can start from zero. When we keep it all in, we miss a couple of things, right? We miss the things that will fester. And so part of letting it all out is saying, okay, this is everything. These are the wins, the disappointments, the things I'm not so neutral about, you know, the things I am neutral about, whatever it is, it gets it all out of our system so it can't fester. Two, it allows us to really see what we've done, to give ourselves credit in ways that we normally bypass in the post-launch period. It opens the door to forgive ourselves for things that may not have gone the way we had planned. Forgive ourselves for things that we did that didn't feel right. Forgive ourselves for results that weren't what we expected. But also to celebrate the things that we did that were beautiful, to celebrate the fact that you meditated every day, to celebrate the fact that you felt so calm, to celebrate the fact that, you know, Aunt Betsy sent you a note saying that that was a phenomenal top on you. Whatever it is that went right, we get to celebrate. Whatever it is that went wrong, we get to forgive ourselves for. That way we can really come clean and say, okay, this energy of launch and pre-launch, we're done with that now. Thank you so much. And once we've gone through the celebration of everything you've done and the forgiveness of everything that you may not have done, now you get to dive into love and gratitude. And for every single thing on that list, for every little win and loss, we can send a little bit of gratitude to, a little bit of love. Be okay with, you know, feeling the disappointment and then send it love. Be okay with feeling the joy and send it love. That way, we're opening our grand central station, our heart, back up, and you can fill it up again and again and again and again, so that as you lead into your next release into the world, whenever, whatever that is going to be, we don't have the attachment to the story of what happened last time. And we have a map that as we go into pre-launch next time, we can say, these are the things that held us back at one point. Where am I at with that story this time? What can I do differently that from an energetic standpoint puts me at in a different vibration than where I was last time? Even if it's not the same thing, when we take the time to write it down, take the time to forgive ourselves, it's amazing when we go into the next release and notice how things have shifted. Notice how things internally, energetically have grown. Notice the things that, you know, should we just make a minor tweak here, it would feel so much better for me, right? This part of the launch is so important for every single launch that you do moving forward. This is an important part of really understanding the energetics of your business. And really giving the soul of your business the love and respect and attention that it deserves. Listen, you just worked really hard on so many levels and on so many planes. Now it's time for you to go, this is what I worked hard on. This is how I worked. This is what worked this time. This is what didn't work for me. And these are some really big foundational items that I'm going to work on before the next pre-launch or whatever it is. You get to analyze, adjust, and be grateful and loving around. And in this way, it's a very gentle way of releasing yourself. It's a very gentle, honest, open dialogue with your connected self so that you know exactly where you want to be and exactly how you get to do it next time. So those are the three phases of the launch from an energetic standpoint. To go from that pre-launch work of calling in before you even start, of clearing out that path and making sure that you're doing that inner counsel work. And then we get into the launch phase where we're making sure that even if we're not dedicated to it usually, that our spiritual practice on a daily basis comes first so that we can make micro and macro adjustments seamlessly. And so that we understand that part of the manifesting power that we're doing isn't about those great numbers. It's about being present with the one and the one and the one and the one that's coming in. And then those post-launch energetics where we're taking everything that we've done pre and during, and we're letting it go. We're archiving it, and we're forgiving, we're celebrating, and we're sending each and every single item on that page or pages or book our love, our gratitude, and then we can move on and actually do our great work in the world and clear the path to go through the cycle again. I've hoped you've gained something from this series. I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts on this post-launch energetic work. I think it's really a critical piece of the puzzle that you may have been missing. I'll see you all inside the group, and I love you.